They were in full argument mode when a nearby door hissed open.
By the sacred spawn pit, will you shut your noise glands? Some of us are trying to molt in peace,
the lizard barked. Standing right there, yawning, wearing nothing but a towel slung around his scaly waist, was another lizard. For a second, everyone froze. As the lizard's towel dropped, the red-haired astronaut's eyes widened in horror. Grant caught the glance she gave the lizard's exposed, almost human anatomy. A pair of twin, corkscrewed, snake-like appendages dangling far too proudly for anyone's comfort. It looked like someone had glued two alien bratwursts together, tipped the fleshy ends like a cactus, and called it a day. Even for Grant, who had seen some things, it was a visual assault he'd need therapy to forget.
Oh, ew.
The lizard blinked, tongue flickering across his expressionless scaly face. He turned to the armored sleestick guard being held upright by Grant.
Teek, that you? Why are you even out here? You're not scheduled for processing until...
His eyes caught the missing arm, and he stopped mid-sentence.
Help me,
the guard whimpered.
What? What happened to your arm?
Then realization smacked him square in his reptilian forehead.
Oh shit, are those the zombies?
Then, in a yell,
oh shit, the zombies are loose.
The naked astronaut girl raised the ray gun and fired. Flash of red light, snap of sparks. The beam hit him square in his double-barreled barbed penis. The lizard made a noise Grant hoped he'd never hear again, somewhere between a squeal and a croak, before collapsing like an umbrella in a hurricane wind.
Holy shit, Grant breathed. Nice shot.
Get moving,
she snapped. They kept running, dragging the armless, moaning lizard along like the world's heaviest security badge.
Get a doctor. Get my arm back,
the lizard yelled weakly at his fallen comrade. They started opening random doors, looking for the way out. They skidded to a stop at a bulkhead plastered with neon letters. Emergency escape pod, because every journey deserves a finale. The subtext blinked. Proudly providing expedited offboarding solutions since Galactic Quarter 3912.
We can use this,
Alice said, already looking inside.
This could work.
Grant squinted. Everything he'd experienced on the alien ship so far told him not to expect anyone to be helpful. Not without a price, anyway. She got in before he could stop her. The door hissed shut.
Welcome to your last experience with us, chirped a voice. Your piece is our product. Remember, exit pod services are irreversible, non-refundable, and legally considered a luxury escape enhancement.
Get the fuck out!
Grant yelled, having a horrible suspicion.
What? Why?
She yelled through the window and the door.
Thank you for choosing Organ Donor Express, trademark, because sharing is caring. Please select preferred euthanasia method, gentle mist or instant cranial implosion,
the pod asked.
That's why,